Hey, this is David Perdue from the Novice to Advanced Marketing System and MindAms.com. This is the Insiders Group. We are the Insiders Club. We do this every month. We do a in-depth workshop where the first part of our workshop, we do this in two parts, by the way. The first part of our workshop is called a discovery session, where we take a topic that's essential to doing business online. We dig in deep. We have a guest often on these who is an expert in their field, and we dig in deep with that person for 60 to 90 minutes. Sometimes they can go longer. And then we break for a couple hours. We come back and we do 2 hours of implementation based on what we learned from that person during the first part. So there, that's what we're doing today. And today's topic is advanced list building techniques. And we have John Cornetta on the line with us today, who is, his claim to fame is 350,000 person list in 14 months, and he's got a really great gift to give you to exactly explain how he did that in another interview. So that's going to be a bonus for you today, and we love that that he's so generous with that. And John, I'm really interested in talking to you today about how you built that list, and also what advanced techniques you can give us today about list building. So welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I hope I give you what you need here today.
I'm sure you will. I don't have any doubt. I just give you a little background real quickly. I met John briefly on the Marketer's Cruise, and the tips that he gave from the front of the room, I couldn't write fast enough, because we have this session where people come up and they give their best tip, and John came up a couple of times, and I was just scribbling as fast as I could, because it was obvious that this guy was a list building machine, and everyone on the cruise confirmed that with me. So I just got to John briefly before we got off the boat. There were a lot of people to meet there, and we decided that we would try to do a webinar together and in this training session. And so John, I'm going to ask you to kind of tell people how you got started, how long you've been online, and what you've done to really get on the radar of people about list building.
Sure, glad to. Again, thanks for having me. Well, sometime in 2010, near the end of 2010, I was going through an ugly divorce, and actually went through that. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, and I had several offline businesses, and I was going to sell them almost at a fire sale at this point. I mean, the divorce was going badly, and I was not interested in them, and I was I sold them. I mean, I did okay. I sold them, and I really did nothing online as far as online internet marketing. I did some marketing for the retail operations, and I had some trade publications that I did some stuff for, but nothing like what I do now. And I joined a network marketing company and recruited a guy, and he was getting like eight people a day signing up. And I said, "Man, what are you doing that I'm not doing?" He said, "Oh, I'm doing. I use a squeeze page." And I said, "What's a squeeze page?"
Uh-huh.
And that started it for me. And I was paying myself $30,000 a month at the time offline. I said, "I need to replace the $30,000. I need to replace that $30,000." And of course, I went a little bit more offline than $30,000. My bills are being paid, but I very, very quickly, within probably 8 months, I replaced that. You know, I made $1,000 a day within 8 months, and I just had a knack for it. And I didn't know my limitations. I didn't get into all the Warrior Forum stuff. I didn't know what the Warrior Forum was for the first 14 months. I didn't know what any of these groups were. So I didn't know my limitations, and I just did things. And I remember the guy that showed me what the squeeze page was came back to my house probably 4 or 5 months later, looked over my shoulder at my AWeber account, and it was like 80,000. He goes, wait, what? You must be doing something wrong, because I don't have 80,000. I said, "No, I think I'm doing it right." And so that went on, and I got interviewed by a man named David Eisner at about my 15th month mark or something, or 14th month. And the interview went on for 90 minutes, and it was how I built a list of 350,000 subscribers in 14 months. And David, at the end of it, said, "My God, this is great. Can I make a WSO out of it?" And I said, "What's a WSO?" And anyway, he launched it on the Warrior Forum, and to this day, it's the number one selling interview in the history of the Warrior Forum. There's over 56,000 page views and over 15,000 copies sold. I never got a dollar from it. I never got any subscribers from it. But what I did get was on everyone's radar, starting with, you know, Mike Filsaime, and he noticed right away and started buying some traffic from me, and was out at Frank Kern's event in San Diego and mentioned my name from stage, and then from there, it just went, you know, really, really quickly. I shot to the top as one of the traffic experts online.
Yeah, so you were telling me that offline a little bit, and that's an amazing story, how you just jumped right in and started doing things. It's really interesting to not hear all of the why you can't, not pay attention to the why you can't do something, because you weren't exposed to any of that, and you just did it, you know, just did it. So I love hearing that story. Too many of us get bogged down into that why we can't be successful at it. So as you were doing this thing, you obviously learned a lot of different things, and you learned about your list. Did you feel like your list was the most important thing you could do at the beginning, or did that come later?
No, I knew right away that, you know, I kept hearing the money's in the list and all these things, and I thought, well, anything that I do that's not list related is great, but it's not something I can go back to time and time again. And so I came up with a philosophy that I live by to this day, and it's not very popular with a lot of people. And the only reason it's not very popular with them is because of their pride and their ego and things of that nature. And what I say is, you know, I went to the bank yesterday and I tried to deposit some pride and ego, and they told me they only take cash. So I, you know, stick with that.
That's a great line. I like that.
Yeah. So I stuck with that. And what the thing was, when it comes to list building massively, not talking about, you know, what most people do list building, when it comes to building it massively, I realized that I had to put pride and ego aside, and that I had to build this list quickly and massively as possible. And to do that, I couldn't get stuck to what I like. I want this. I want that niche. Or I think people are going to love this content. But it had nothing to do with that. Mine was simply conversion, clicks, how many clicks I could get, how quickly a list could I build. And then my strategy was to take that information, to take those subscribers, and then to dole them out, and then to spread them out into different niches. For example, Frank Kern and, you know, all awesome marketers will teach you everything is about the relationship with your list, and you know, that's what you need to start with. I say baloney. And I say, you're wrong, Frank. And I would say that to him, because the reason I say that is because there's only so many Frank Kerns in the world. There's only so many Michael Sames in the world. It's very easy for them to say that. It's very easy for them to get past all of the noise and all of the screaming of an inbox. You see Frank Kern's name, Michael Sames' name, Matt Basak's name. You're going to go, oh, okay, I know these guys. But no one my mother doesn't want to get two emails a day from me, more or less my list. So I had to get really creative. And so what I believe is the relationship comes after that. You build a list as quickly as you can, and you have this always to go cash in on, and then anytime someone takes any type of action, a relationship is formed. And so, am I going too fast?
No, you're doing good.
Okay, I have a tendency to talk fast from New York originally, but so any type of action, then a relationship begins. That can mean that they are mad at you. They say, stop emailing me so much. That's when they become a relationship, because they've acknowledged the fact that they're reading you. If they buy something, of course a relationship exists. If they take a survey, if they show up to a webinar, if they take any additional step that you know of, then I treat them completely different, and I believe totally in the relationship and building them and seeing what their needs are and providing good content, all of that stuff. But to do that coming up, to do that right now with your list is 10,000 or 20,000 or even 40,000, you're limiting yourself, and you're limiting the amount of the things that you can capture and do and make money on. See, because if I didn't make that $30,000 a month, my lifestyle would have, you know, I had children, my lifestyle would have just dropped to nothing. I mean, I had to pay all kind of things. And I said, well, I got to make the money first, and then I can stay online. And the thing is, the reason people don't succeed online, many, is because they don't make money. And they go, I'm not making any money. I can't put any more time to this. Time is money, and the most valuable asset we have. And now, if they would make money, I mean, $100 a week, $200 a week, which can be made like that, they're bound to stay with it. And so that's why I think the philosophy that other marketers teach is not the right philosophy, because they don't have the credibility. They don't have the money. They also have, they're holding on the day job. They can't wait 5 years to be able to have this relationship. So I put the cart before the horse in a way, and that's my philosophy. Now, I many, many things that I've come up with to do that, and some that I don't do any longer. I'll tell you that. There's, you know, some things that I did back then that I just wouldn't do today. I don't even teach today, but I learned as I went. But there's lots and lots of ways to build a list. But let me give you my overall, again, I think I kind of did, but my overall philosophy on list building, again, is, you know, you build a massive list in a general niche. For example, mine was make money from home, make money online, biz op, you know, some financial kind of on the edges of that kind of work. But that's it. Now, anything could be in there. Now, it's the sub niches of that. Could be WordPress blogs, graphics, could be, you know, Forex offers, could be, you know, anything, internet marketing. But the real thing was making money on, I'm interested in making money online, I'm interested in making money from home. That was my market. And so instead of going down to the narrowest, I want to do, you know, make money on dog collars. I saw that as, I don't have this wide net. I'm going to cast the widest net possible. And then I can go ahead and I can, you know, funnel things out and put them in different areas as I went. And so to do that, there's so many ways. There's so many ways to build a list that way. You know, when you pick the, and I think, you know, the niche, the best, biggest niche out there is make money from home and biz op type of niche. But there's so many ways to get free traffic, build a list quickly, and become a powerhouse, and then you're making money, you can do what you want, what you enjoy in life.
Okay, so before we get into the different ways of doing this, I want to ask you, do you think that this broad approach works for people who are in like a health and fitness kind of niche?
Yeah, I do. And what I would say is that health and fitness would be broadened to mental health, to awesome vacations, to chiropractic, to hypnotism, to NLP, uh-huh. You know, to doing better in life, spiritual. That I would broaden it much wider than just health and fitness, saying, hey, people should go to the gym and take vitamins. I would broaden it and say, what is the widest area of any niche that I could possibly find the borders of? And that's what I did. And that's what I did in the that's what I did. I'm going to move this here real quick, Dave. Somebody made some noise here. That's what I did in the make money niche. So, again, I would make it, find your niche, like you said, health and fitness, and then take it to its most broadest point that you can find, and then build that list. And the reason is, why throw away traffic and subscribers that were just on the fringe of what you were, you know, you considered your niche.
Okay, so you're actually going against the grain, like you said, because a lot of people are saying really focus in and target your niche.
I couldn't disagree more. And again, to an extent, my extent is that you're going to find that inside this big basket of fruit, you're going to find your specific niche. Now, let's say you don't want anything to do with any of the other things. You want nothing to do with mental health or NLP or any of those other things in regards to health and fitness. Well, there's still, it's an asset. Now you can take that asset, you can sell that asset, you can swap that, you can do all types of things, as opposed to being very limited, very niche specific, and shutting everything out. It's like going to, what does best in the mall? Think of this, internet marketing period to me is a mall.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us have that little kiosk inside the mall, okay? And you need to decide what your kiosk represents. Or you need to say, I don't really want the kiosk. I want the corner store.
Yeah.
I want Macy's, Bloomberg's. I want Sears. And what do they have? Everything. And they have everything. And you know what? They have it all, and then they funnel you down. They funnel you all the way down. They say, hey, tools are over there. Oh, clothing, it's over there. Oh, jewelry, it's over there. And all of the items are somewhat in one. I mean, they're all consumer goods, so it's that bigger niche. But that's how I take internet marketing. And, you know, you and how do you get more traffic to your store? You have a better mousetrap. You have better offers. You take better care of your clients. All of those things, it's a really good analogy I teach my students, is to think that it's a mall. And, you know, there you are. You have that, you know, you have that shop. And all the other internet marketers in the world are the people who are going to be coming into the mall, and you need to just drive them to your store.
So that's a great analogy. The mall is a great analogy. And Stan here says in the question box, so I hear that the customer defines what they are interested in, not you defining what they are interested in. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, how much – yes. Thanks, Stan. I mean, how – if you repeat that to yourself out loud, how genuine of a statement is that? And it's, you know, so let me get this right. So the consumer's actually going to tell us what they want? Oh, I don't know if we should let that happen. You know, I mean, that's the difference. There's the difference right there. So let's say, and you know what? What they want today, when I was a young kid, I went to karate and guitar lessons and this and that. And even right now, I change and I'm reading, you know, this book and that book. And so you never know what someone's likes or dislikes are until you ask them. So the stance right on.
Okay, good. So that is completely upside down from what we're taught to do. We're taught to focus in on a single niche. So if I'm somebody starting a new business, if I'm somebody starting a business in a in this health and fitness niche, you're saying to go out there and do, would you do Facebook ads or other kind of ads on broad niches, or would you really go on the more narrow niche and bring them into your broad base?
No, I would do a third option. I would do the overall, I would do free traffic sources for the broad base. And if I was doing pay-per-click or anything like Facebook, then I'm going to get very, very specific at that point.
Okay.
So two types of things.
Let me move down here because we're already into the how-tos, and I'm going to capture that here. Okay. Techniques. We're talking about two ways to do this. You're saying to do free and paid.
There's free and there's paid, and when you're paying for stuff, of course, that's when you want to get real niche specific. But just know this: you're never, unless you have a lot of money to invest, you're never going to build a big list on just paid traffic. And I don't think you should. You should do most free methods, semi-free methods. And again, I'm going to get into here today where I'm going to show you where you can get almost all the paid traffic you want for free. Okay? I'll teach you that. I teach my students that. It's about checking your ego to the side. Okay? But there's a thing called ad swaps. And you threw me off a little bit on the health and the fitness niche, David. I didn't really know I was going to address that too much, but I can, obviously. But
well, we don't have to do that. We can do whatever you're comfortable with. So.
Okay, yeah, let's go to internet marketing then, because I can really fly there.
Sure.
So internet marketing overall, and by the way, health and fitness and personal development falls into make money online somehow. It's really a congruent niche. I have a lot of friends that are in that, and you know, mail out offers for that all the time. So, but there's a couple of websites, you know, but besides the Warrior Forum, there's a website called Safe Swaps, and it's safe-swaps.com, I think, and no affiliate link there. And it's a place where you can find other marketers with similar size lists where you can do ad swaps. And an ad swap is very, very simple. It means I'm going to mail your email to my list. You're going to mail my email to your list. And so you're going to say, hey, I met this guy John Cornetti. He's got a great free product for you here, free product. And you should check it out. And I'm going to do the same thing for you. And you have a similar size list, and your goal is to always be, and the right thing to do is always be within about 10% of the click. So if I sent you 300 and you sent me 270 or 260, we're good. You know? So anything within around 10%. If not, you need to make it up and do the right thing to make it up. But so it's free offers, it's free back and forth, and I would ad swap twice a day, every single day. At one point, I don't recommend this anymore, I used to mail my list 6 times a day. Now, I know people are going, wow. And in the interview, you're going to hear that 350,000 interview, I did mail my list 6 times a day. And again, I was in hopes of interaction, that if somebody said, hey, stop emailing me so much, I'd reply with, there's only two ways for that to happen. One is click the unsubscribe button, and two is buy something. And you know, they would either unsubscribe or buy. And again, let me throw this out, a little side note. Never look at your unsubscribes, guys. They're meaningless. I used to pray that I had 300 or 400 unsubscribes a day, and I still do, because I add about 3,000 or 4,000 new subscribers a day. And so you're bound to do that. Don't focus on that. Focus on the incoming, and you'll get more of it. But back to ad swaps. If you swap twice a day, you mail your list twice a day. I mail my list every day at 6 a.m., every day at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time now. I don't mail them six times. I mail twice a day. And I believe that your mailing list is just like Ivan Pavlov and his dogs. Ring the bell, they're hungry. Ring the bell, they're hungry. If you don't email your list with consistency, they're just gonna lose you. Now, once they become an engaged subscriber, an engaged subscriber means they've emailed you personally, they've taken a poll, they've showed up for a survey, they've answered a question, whatever that may be, they bought something. Now I'm backing down. Now I'm emailing that group four times a week. That group I'm providing content to, some videos to. I'm treating them a lot nicer, and I'm sending them. I'm not swapping them anymore. I've segmented them out. I'm not swapping them with other people. They're paying attention to my message, and so that's the difference. So you start swapping. So you swap two times a day, and then you have another email that you send out four times a week for that part of that group that has become engaged and is doing the things that you want to do, because you cannot email something that you're faking. So you find that one thing that you love to do, you love to be online, and that's the thing that you do four times a week, and that's the thing you make content for, because you can't make content for things that you really don't love deep down inside anyway. It's going to come through and it's going to shine. So what you do there is, I have 900 swipes that I've written over the last couple of years. They're very, very generic, and I just interchange them left and right to these swaps and for solo ads.
Okay, so talk about swipes and what you mean by that for people who don't know.
Sure, and a swipe is what you've written, an email that you've written down. It's hi, first name Fix, or hi, Julie. Below is a great offer from my friend. Check it out. And there's only so many of these you can write, and you need to test them and test them and test them. And I've written many now, broadcasts over the years, and they're almost interchangeable. And I sell a lot of traffic, and so I need to have them readily available to send out, because. Let me just tell you about solo ads really quick, or maybe not quick, I'm not sure, but solo ads as it relates to the swipe and as it relates to swaps. Again, an ad swap is we both mail each other, and this is how simple solo ads are, folks. A solo ad is we both don't mail for each other, just one of us does, and the other one pays. Okay, that's as simple as solo ads are. We're going to do a 300-click swap where 300 unique people have clicked on the link. That's a swap. And this time we're going to do a 300-unique solo ad, but you're not going to send me 300 clicks back. You're going to send me money instead. You bought trap. You don't want to mail your list. You want to buy. That's a solo ad. So I sell a lot of solo ads. I sell, maybe 3,000 clicks a day. I used to sell a lot more, 8,000 or so, but I sell probably 3,000 a day. And... you need to have swipes for that. And what happens with solo ads, and when you guys go out to buy solo ads, trust me on this one, I'm really an expert on it, no one's going to send out your email swipe that you write, even if they tell you that they are. Okay, I'm up front and say I'm not going to, period. And if you want to buy, buy. If you don't. But other marketers will tell you, hey, yeah, I'm going to send out your email swipe. Just know that they're not. And they're not because... a lot of the training I taught them was not to do that, but the reason is this: if I send out your email to my list and I'm going to get 3,000 clicks and you only bought 500 or 1,000, what do I do with the rest of those clicks? So if I write a generic email swipe, generic enough, niche-specific, kind of close, as soon as your 1,000 clicks are up or your 500 clicks are up, I simply redirect it to my next customer and it still works for them. So... knowing that, am I rambling on? Stop me whenever you want.
No, I've got a lot of questions about what you're talking about, because this is really good and different information about how to tackle this swipe market, this solo ad market, because that's been a real consternation for a lot of people. How to get in there and make it work for you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you right now how to make it work. Then this is something really, really simple. For me, anyway. And again, I've been, not saying this to impress you or anything like that, but I've been credited with what the current solo ad business looks like today. I've been credited as the father of that. It used to be they mail out to your whole list and it was the book of e-zines and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I've changed all that. But there's some people that, will rob you, and I'm going to tell you how not to get robbed by solo ads and all those things. So when buying a solo ad, you want to do a few things. One, there's some Skype groups, and I gave you a link earlier when they get my report. There's some Skype groups that I own. There are about 10 of those groups. They can join the groups if they want. And there's Facebook groups around solo ads. And the marketers online are charging an average between, let's say, 30 to 40 cents. Now, I'm about 60 to 80 cents, but I can get that because of my reputation and what I deliver and those other things. But you guys can get in the market for about 35 cents, 40 cents a visitor. And the thing that you want to look for is you want real testimonials from people that you know, people that you think you may know. And a neat little trick is, if you ever see a testimonial online for anything, if you take the image of the person that is shown in the testimonial and you go to Google and click the image link instead of web, click image, and take a photo from any web page and drag it and drop it into Google, into the line where you would type something, Google will pull up every instance of where that photo is online. You'll be able to tell if it's a stock photo or not. It's a fake testimonial.
Well, there you go. I like this.
So, you know, that's a good one, right?
Yep.
So I always do that. And then the other thing is, these are the questions that you want to ask a solo ad seller. And I get them asked once in a while. I go, oh, man, you must have studied one of my courses and didn't know it. You want to ask, hi, how did you build your list? Was it from paid traffic? Was it from solos? Was it from swaps? This is a general opening question. Two, where I want to join your list. Where is the squeeze page so I can sign up? Because you want to see your email. You want to see them actually send it, so you sign up. And then another thing that you, of course, you ask for references. And here's the final trick in the very beginning. When you pay for the solo ad with PayPal, be sure to change the funding source from your PayPal funds to the credit card on file. And the reason is that PayPal has no protection for any digital product. Most people don't know that. Unless it's physically shipped to your home, PayPal protection does not apply. So you could pay them, they never send you the traffic, and there's nothing you can do. But if you do it with the credit card on file, now PayPal says sorry, but your credit card company says we're backing you up, and you win every time. So I always do that when I'm dealing with a new vendor. I change the funding source to the credit card on file. Now when I get to know them, I don't do that any longer.
Okay.
So those are ways to protect you. Those are ways to protect you when you're buying solo ads and places to find them. The other thing to do, of course, you know, buy small quantities and test. How did it convert? How many were from what country? You know, was it top six countries? There's lots of things to do. I have some proprietary software I showed to you today, or told you about it, called the Click Maximizer, that is used specifically in solo ads to buy and to sell, that manage a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just tell you about how your funnel – should I go into funnels now?
Sure.
How your funnel should look when doing an ad swap, how your funnel should look when buying solo ads. I don't care. This is – absolute, tested for warm traffic. And that is what swaps and solo ads are. They are warm traffic. The person, again, is not sending out your swipe, most likely. It's their list, not yours. It's considered warm traffic. And in order to have warm traffic convert and even get it for free, pay traffic for free, as I said earlier, here's the trick. There are only two types of squeeze pages in the entire world. One is absolutely niche specific, and the other is, I call, what's behind the magic curtain. I prefer what's behind the magic curtain, obviously. You're going to see why. The very niche specific one, I think I gave you this example the other day. The very niche specific one is going to say something like, please enter your name and email address to find out the cures of balding. And, of course, if you're not going bald, you're not going to enter your name and your email address, right? I mean, that's just pretty obvious. You know, so that's very, very specific. Conversions are much lower on a page like that. However, when the one-time offer is presented after opting in and it says, hi, for $500, I'm going to reach my hand through the screen and scratch your head and make you not bald anymore, well, you're going to buy that, so the conversions on the one-time offers are much higher. You use that niche-specific squeeze page when you are buying paid, you know, buying very specific traffic. You're paying for subscribers, and that's another way to get traffic is paying for subscribers. You want to make sure they're highly qualified. Here's an example of a niche-specific internet marketing BizOp squeeze page. Enter your name and email address to receive my 67-page report on how WordPress plugins are a thing of the past. Okay? That's awful. Because I get there, I don't think that WordPress is a thing of the past. I get there, I don't even use WordPress. I get there, I'm like, what is this? So a better one is email only, no names. Don't ask for names ever again. Okay? If you ask for a name, you're losing 15 to 18% of your people on conversions, 15 to 18% proven, and most people know when you say hi, Larry, hi, Jim. It's a variable,
right?
And you can always get it later. You can always get it later than the people that matter, right?
People
that matter, you can always get it later when they attend your webinar. They attend what else? So, getting just email only, mine would say instead of that WordPress plugin report or whatever, mine would say, enter your email address to find out the secrets of success online. They can't resist. You can't resist. You're there. You're gonna have to enter your email address. Now, I have done one thing. I've qualified that they're interested in making money online, whether that be with a WordPress plugin, selling graphics, doing LinkedIn. I don't know yet, but I've got them. Now, that's the perfect funnel. Starts out with that. On that page, there's an exit pop in case they do leave. And the exit pop, what you want to do from a squeeze page is to exit pop to something that is completely, it's radical, it's different. Not, oh, you didn't like that offer, can we please give you honey and sunshine on top? They didn't like it. Let them go. Let them go and serve up something else. Serve up a paid product, serve up some other offer that you have, something that's just totally unrelated. Now, if they do opt in, on the very next page, you present them with a one-time offer for a very generic make money online, make money from home type of paid offer, and the price point should be between $24 and $17. No higher than $24, no lower than $17. And some examples of that are private label write software, private label write books, graphic packs, WordPress plugins, anything that you can buy them when you have the resale rights for them, you put it up, there you go. The second page should be a downsell. If they buy that offer, if they don't buy that offer, there's a downsell, and the downsell price should be $7. And the downsell can be either another offer that is much smaller or something from the first offer, you've just taken something away. Let's say the first offer was 12 videos, maybe now it's 8 for 7. And then the very next page is a thank you page that says, thank you, your product, whatever the first page said, enter your email here for the secrets of success online. So it says, your product, your product secrets of success online is on the way. Please check your email. And on that page, the thank you page, you've monetized it. And what that means is you've taken 4 or 5 banners on that page and you've filled it with affiliate offers, ClickBank offers, offers from ClickShort, whatever, JVZoo, anything else, you put it there, because the goal right now is to get people lost in your funnel and never come out. Okay? I'm sorry to say, that's what the goal is right now. I first came online, one of my partners that I work with now, Frank Salinas, he had me lost for 4 days. I never left his funnel. I was buying stuff and moving around. it was beautiful. You know, it was. Looking back, I'm like, wow, he really did a good job. That's your goal. So you then, in your autoresponder, send out that first email. The first email, you know, subject line is thank you, welcome. You know, there's lots of things to do. And it says, hi, thank you again for joining my list. Okay? And mine are pretty standard. Hi, thank you again for joining my list. Below is the link for the product, whatever the product is. Over the next few days, I'm going to send you some very, very valuable information and cool tricks. Please look out for them. And whitelist my email address. Here's a link how to do that. And I then have a link. I'm going to get it to you. And what it is one link. It's like a Wikipedia link or something that shows how to whitelist email addresses in everything, Yahoo, Mail, MSN, Gmail, etc. I provide that. And so what have I done? I've set them up. I've got them thinking that if they don't whitelist me and look out for the next 4 or 5 days, boy, they're going to miss something really fun and big. And now I'm in the box. I'm in their inbox. So I've gotten that taken care of. Now they click the link, right? And they're going for the report. Do they go to the report? Oh, absolutely not. They go to another offer. And that offer says, hey, look, before I give you that report, I wanted to make one, and I do this in video, I wanted to do one more thing for you. I'm going to give you all of this stuff. And I mean, I have 100 books, CDs, everything you can imagine, and the price is $1. There's where your pride and ego has to go away, right there. For some people, like, oh, I don't know. Listen, you can buy all the stuff I just mentioned for $25 on TradeBit or several places and pay someone on Fiverr to repackage it for you, maybe $20. Pay another person $50 to build the page, and you're in business. You only got to sell 60 or 70 of them to break even, right? But here's the thing. That front squeeze page is going to convert about 50% of what's behind the magic curtain. It's going to convert 50%. If you're paying not 40 cents a click like I told you earlier, but 50 cents a click on a solo ad, means you're paying, a dollar for every subscriber. I got news for you. You're going to close 3% on the first two one-time offers, and on the $1 offer, you're going to close 70%. Everyone's going to pay a dollar. Now you've done a couple things. You recouped your investment. You got paid traffic for free, and you now have their buyer's email address, their PayPal email address, and they've taken action. They don't have to go on the slam, bam, thank you, ma'am email list. Then they buy that or they don't buy that, and the very next page is the download page. Here's your report, and guess what? More affiliate offers, more ways for them to stay in the funnel and get lost. Now, I know I went kind of fast. That is the perfect warm traffic funnel, whether swapping or buying solo ads. That's it. You will grow your list so fast you won't believe it, and if you're swapping, you're going to make money every single time. I knew what my metrics were. 3% of the one-time offers. I took 24 and 17 $41, and I had 1,000 people come through. I knew that 3% or 30 of them were going to give me the $47. So, and then the dollar was just all gravy. So that's that. I hope that wasn't too much.
Man, that's a ton. And I'm trying to digest all this, and I'm hoping people have followed along with this. If you have any questions about what we just went through, be sure and drop them in here. And I'm going to ask a couple of questions, too, to clarify as we go. So you talked about the niche specific, and we didn't do very much with that because you believe that this is the area to get them in is the behind-the-curtain area right here. This is the funnel that we've just gone through in detail, right?
Yep.
Okay, so... Yep. And let me save this. I just realized I haven't saved this in a while, so I want to make sure I save this. So the first thing we do is we send the email out, and this could be ad swap or solo ad, right? And in either case, you have
someone
an investment.
Does it for us.
Sorry?
Yeah, someone is sending it out for us, right?
Right. Somebody's sending it out for us. Okay. Right. Okay. So... And you're only getting
paid dash for email only.
Right. And you're only getting the email address only. You can get the rest of the information later as we show down here. You enter your email address to find out the secrets of whatever online. This is a generic email that is being sent. One of the things I've noticed about when I was doing or tried to do solo ads was I was being too specific and people wouldn't even accept my solo ad because they were afraid that they'd have to send too much to get the clicks that I was buying. So what they want, I think,
yeah.
Is what you're saying.
And again,
is the click.
Yeah. Again, they're not going to send your swipe. So you just might as well tell them, look, I know you're not going to send my swipe.
Yeah.
Here's one that I know is going to get me good clicks. Can you take a look at this one?
Yeah.
And give them something that's really going to get some good clicks.
Okay. So
or let them just write their own.
So they're on a landing page. We have dropped them on a landing page. The email sent them to the landing page. They get this to enter the email address here. And if they enter the email address, they go through the funnel part of all of this. I have to go back and figure out where.
Yeah, the one on the bottom there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
Well, no, not quite. What do you think? Exit pop, something radically different. That's what they didn't buy. And then... if they do, Right, I paid product or unrelated product. Okay, good. After they enter, they're going to go to that one-time offer right below that.
Okay.
That's the spot right after entering their email. And they go to a $24 one-time offer and then downsell to 17. Excuse me, 24 or 17, downsell to 7.
Right. Okay. Now, after they've done all that, we take them to the thank you page.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you page says your gifts on the way. Your gifts on the way. Here's some more monetization.
Yep. And then after that, we've taken them to the email, which really drives more monetization all the way through, and additional offers, and including this $1 offer, which is the key to converting them from a non-buying customer to a paid customer, right?
Correct.
Wow. That's that gets pretty you could diagram this out pretty quickly and easily, I think, to just have a repeatable process that you would and you probably do this, have a repeatable process that you just plug stuff in.
Oh yes, without a doubt.
Okay.
I'm trying to find an image for you. I got it. Okay, good. I'm going to put an image up somewhere for you, and then I have that funnel on a really good image, and the only difference is the prices are a little bit different. Instead of the $1 offer, it shows 7, but I'll get that up in just a few minutes, and I'll give you a link for you.
Okay, great. And then we have, let's see, I'm just marking the pages here so that we can see what we've got, and this is 3, and this was the 4th section. Okay. Let's see. Kathy says, no questions right now, but I can tell you this is going on my iPod, and I'm listening to this over and over so she can chart a plan. So this is great. John, I think that this has just been excellent, what you've showed us so far. Now, I want to make sure that people understand the value of doing this. Now, you're driving 3,000 to 4,000 people a day, you said, into your list. And I assume that you're doing.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No. I've taken a little bit of a break recently, but when I'm hitting my list, that's what I do.
So I think the concept that I want to make sure that I'm clear on is this twice a day. So you obviously have people segmented into a non-buyer's generic list. Then you have a specific product purchase type list where people are buying, I would think, and that drives them off of that non-buyer list that gets to hit with the swaps twice a day.
Okay, I think you lost me a little bit.
Okay, so go ahead. Explain how you've set up your list.
Yeah, everything comes on to my general list. Unless they bought or interacted, then I move them on to another list.
Okay.
And there's a simple way to do that. If I use AWeber.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, question. I see that question. It shows Mike Steiner talking. Somebody said. I use AWeber. With AWeber, it's really, really easy, okay? With AWeber, what you do is you simply have one list, and you set up rules for that list that says if somebody joins this list, remove them from all other lists. So when somebody buys a product or anything else, I send them to the page before they get their download that says, please enter your name and email address here to get lifetime support for the product and to be removed from all of the mailing lists. So they do that, they're removed from all the other mailing lists, and I know that they're buyers, they're there, and I have them separately.
And if they are, but it doesn't remove them from all the other mailing lists if they are a buyer of multiple products, right?
Well, as soon as they buy something, I got them off my list, my main list.
Okay, right.
As soon as they take any kind of major action, I take them off there.
Okay, good. Okay, so.
And there, I sent you a link. If you click that, it may be a good visual to show here. Your call, I think it will be.
It's coming up. Hold on 1 second. Oh, excellent. Okay. So you guys should be able to see this. This is a great link, yeah. I'll put this in the chat box here so people can take a look at this as well. Okay. And I'll people are wanting to know if I can put this diagram in the in with this product. So if you mind, I can send them to this link, or I can copy this and drop it in the mind map as well.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay, great. We'll do that.
Just know that right there where it says squeeze page 2, that's the exit pop. If you're flying over to another offer, and then if you look on the bottom, towards the bottom, it says $7.
Yep.
I believe on the bottom. I use a $1 offer there now.
Okay,
but that's it.
That's pretty simple when you diagram it out and look at what you're doing. But you have OTO download page, OTO email takes them straight to the OTO first, then to the download.
Yeah, the reply email that says "Here's your gift" doesn't go to the gift. It goes to another OTO. That's the dollar one, and then the gift. So I take 3 bites at the apple.
Okay, so let's talk about this a second, because what you're talking about is not really list building so much as making money.
Well, here's the thing. If you're making money while list building, you can list build a lot faster.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that we forget that the list building is all about the making money part, right? So,
so many people never even ask for a dollar. I go through their funnel and they go, "What do you think of my funnel?" Like, I said, "Seriously? You never even asked me for money yet." Well, I'm going to get to that next. No, you're not. Because you know what? The wife has chili ready. And the boy wants to go play baseball. And the email hit my spam folder. And life happens, you know? So ask for the dollar right now.
Okay. That's a great tip for people to remember, because I include myself in this. When I first got started, I was really afraid to ask for money from people. And if you're not in business to make money, you've got a hobby. We always have heard that. We say that. So it's one of the things that people have to get over really quickly is the whole not asking for money, not making offers part of it.
Yes, really. People don't do that. They're shy about it. They think, "Oh, I'm going to turn." Listen, every person that's online wants to spend money. They don't want to be sold. They want to spend money. They say, "Oh, I like that. That's going to do good for me." And you're really doing them a disservice by not offering them something.
Okay. All right. So now you've talked about a couple other things too, and it was about controlling the clicks and controlling the click maximizer approach. Would you talk about that a little bit too?
Yeah. What I do is with the click maximizer. The click maximizer is a rotator that works several different ways, and it's based on a IP and a cookie. And for me, I could never operate without it. And on the incoming, for example, if I create a link for someone, I create it in the click maximizer, and the click maximizer then has unlimited amount of sub offers from that one link that you've created. So if that one link that you handed out was to your squeeze page, the other ones below could be to paid offers, could be to anything else you wanted. And when somebody clicked that link, if they clicked it more than once, for example, they would then go see other offers. They could see all different types of things. The other thing is I can turn things on, I can turn things off. And here's another really good use for the click maximizer is true scarcity. Let's say that you have an offer you're mailing to your list, and you say, "Hey, the first 100 people that come and visit this page are going to get this for free," and then it's a dollar, then it's $10, whatever. In the click maximizer, you would create 2 pages in WordPress or however you create your pages, lead pages, whatever. One would say, "Here's your free product." The other would say, "Sorry, you're 100 people have already visited the site. It's now $10. You take those 2 pages, you put them in the click maximizer, you set the first one for 100, you set the second one for unlimited, you mail out one link, and when the 100th person visits that link, the 101st person will see the page that has already gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's used for true scarcity. It's awesome to do that. Now, when doing ad swaps and you're mailing to your list, or when you're selling solo ads, either way, now it gets really cool. Because now, I only mail one link, well, two, but I mail one main link to my email list twice a day. My link never changes. I go in there, I put one link in, and everything I control in the Click Maximizer on my server.
Hmm.
So I mail out one link. It's my install Click Maximizer slash whatever my campaign is, and let's say it's ad swaps. I change everything inside there. So I'm constant. That link is out there. If somebody doesn't open my email for 6 weeks, and they open and they click on it, they don't go to some offer I was promoting 6 weeks ago. They go to my current offer that I'm promoting today because I've changed it inside the Click Maximizer. So what happened was when I came online, you would mail out a link, and it was like sending a missile to the Soviet Union in 1982. It was it. It's over. It's not coming back. And I would go. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I mean, I sent that link out, and now what happened is a guy would buy 500 clicks from me, and then all of a sudden they got 1,050. I went, wait a minute. He's not going to pay me.
Right.
I said, how can I control a link? How can I control a link post sending it out? And I said, wait a minute. And so I invented this software where I can control the amount of clicks that go somewhere, turn it on and off, daytime. But more importantly, I could take what I do in my emails. I said two links before. On the bottom of my emails, I say, P.S. Check out this magic link. Click it as many times as you want and see as many offers as you want. Well, guess what? Every time somebody clicks that, I get paid 50 cents because I'm selling clicks. So I don't get one click out of my emails. I get 10, 15.
Interesting.
So I maximize clicks. Yeah, clicks are currency. I say this over and over to people. Clicks are currency. How can I get people to click my links the most times? Every click is money. Click, because if you're not getting money for the click, what are you getting? You're swapping. So you have more swap power. So I'm not getting 300 clicks anymore. All of a sudden, I'm getting 450 clicks. Why? Because I use the Click Maximizer. And so I'm getting, you know, double my clicks or 50% more clicks. I now can sell them. I now can trade them. I now can swap them. I now can bank them. And that's something I hadn't touched on yet, banking of clicks. You can do all those things because you control your traffic. Let me touch on banking clicks very quickly. Banking clicks is the same as a swap, but it's a delayed swap, if you will. I say you can send me clicks today, put them in my bank, and when I have the money, when I have the clicks, I'll send them back to you. And what I used to do, I kind of invented that game too, click banking. And what it does, what I would say is, listen, smaller marketers that I couldn't swap with, they can only send 50 clicks, 25 clicks or whatever. I'd say, hey, send me the clicks, and whenever you want them back, I'll send them back to you plus 20%. Well, I had thousands and thousands, and to this day, of clicks coming in. I get to use them for 30 days and send them back plus 20%. I'm always ahead. And what I did is I went to bigger marketers. I went to Mike Tulsame, Matt Basak, Rich Sheffrin, all these, and I said, hey, guys, I'll send you clicks ahead of time. Send them back when you can. They never heard of that. They were like, wow, he's taking all the risk. So now I got to swap with bigger folks. It was a great way to make a lot of clicks coming in. And I wasn't even sending my own clicks. People were sending me clicks. I was rerouting them to those guys. And then I started getting paid for it.
Holy mackerel. So you are actually putting people into other people's funnels, and then you're collecting kind of an IOU chit from those people when you want them to come back to your stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you can control that through Click Maximizer.
Yeah, and here's another way to do that. Let's just say you and I have a 500-click swap or a 500-click swap, any of that stuff, and I'm going to go over. Well, I can either direct that over traffic to ClickBank offer, to anything, I can give it to you. But more importantly, I can go, hey, can I have an ongoing bank with you, Mr. Marketer?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what do you mean? I'm going to send you clicks throughout the month. At the end of the month, let's see what they are and send them back to me. Now, everything over, I set the Click Maximizer for 500 for my swap or 300, whatever my swap is, and the next link is his link. I'm not losing one click. Now, it's like a water hose. You know, I'm watering my garden, and I can't turn my hose off. That's not good. But if you can water the garden and then you water the next door neighbor's garden and he's got to water yours back one day, that's a proper use of an asset.
Okay, so this is really interesting because some people are going to resist this saying, I don't want to send my list to other people's clicks. But what you're saying is you've built two lists. One is your primary, your personal list that you have the relationship. The other is the prospect list that you are monetizing and or, well, it's your asset, basically, is what you've created that you can make money from all the time. Is that correct?
Yeah, with one exception. I number them differently.
Okay.
to me, number one is that list of people who haven't, who are, I'm just emailing, and then number two is the people I have that relationship with. And I'm only saying that slightly tongue-in-cheek, that my number one asset is that bigger list, and it will be yours too if you follow this, and you'll never have a problem getting clicks. In other words, my number two, my secondary thought was, okay, here's my relationship. I will never email swaps and solo ads to my relationship list.
That was my point.
I don't do that.
Yeah. That's my point.
Yes.
So for people who are absolutely, who are online here and they're listening to this and they're saying, well, I don't have a huge prospect list, you're saying you need a huge prospect list because that's where the money is and that's where you are able to create this as currency to drive more cash into your system.
Yeah, and I'll give you a great analogy too. You know, you're sitting there, you got a small list, you say, well, I don't know what to do, and you know, what's a big list going to do for me? Well, imagine that there's, you know, the people that are panning for gold. And you're just sitting there, and you're at the bottom of the river, and you're just catching a little nugget here and there. I'm saying go to the top, put the biggest screen across the top of the river, and you're going to get most of the gold. Mm-hmm. So I cast this wide net, build this wide thing, get a lot of people in, but I'm the first guy to look at it and say, ah, I'll let this gold go or not. Because if I don't sell them or I don't move them, then they go down my list. So use that analogy. Get it, you know, in even your current niche small list, let's say, take a people who haven't done anything, they haven't watched your video, registered for your webinar, taken your survey, bought your product, they just haven't, and segment them. Email your list today and say, hi, this is so-and-so, and I decided that I'm going to pay attention to the people who are going to pay attention to me.
Uh-huh.
So for the next 72 hours, I put up blah, 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 blah. And if you go there and you enter your name and email address, I'm going to segment you off of my normal list, and I'm going to put you on my VIP, I love you big time list and give you more love than you can stand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you mail that out for 3 or 4 days, at the end of the 3 or 4 days, I got news for you. The people that haven't done that pretty much are never going to do it. And now take those and email them as credit, as coin, as currency to build your list even faster. And the ones that have taken the time to do that step, really take care of them, serve them, give them all kind of goodies. And you'll then you can focus, the 80-20 rule, you then can focus 80% of your attention on that 20% that are going to do this. And the other ones, you slam them with emails until they take some type of action.
So I,
it makes sense.
It makes complete sense, and it is. I've kind of done this on a smaller level, and I'll give you an example of what happened in December. I run this thing called 31 Days of Deals in December. So every day I have a different offer in December, and we promote that for 24 hours, and it's my biggest month because we make our most money in December because people respond to that. So it also is what I call my list cleanser. Because I hit the list 3 times a day, everybody on the list 3 times a day. And either they take the action or they unsubscribe. But the thing that happens is I lose 20% of my list in December with people who are just over it. And they don't want to see the emails. They don't want to hear from me anymore. And that's fine. But I also get about another 40% increase into my list. So I had a net gain of almost 30% list growth in December by mailing 3 times a day and offering something every day.
And making money.
So, you know, that helped me really get over not talking to my list very much and not, and then of course I had every offer on there had a $7 trial to my Insiders Club, and we doubled the number of our Insider members that month by doing that. So that stuff really works.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That stuff really works.
Yes.
Okay. So the Click Maximizer, by the way, I put the link in the question box and in the chat box. It's nams.ws/click, and I'm going to drop that in here too so you can see it. It's nams.ws/clickmax, and I want you to take a look at that. I'm going to be taking a look at that as well because I think when you think of your list as asset, which everybody says, but John is the first person that I've heard who actually is creating it as monetization currency. And being able to control that with this machine, basically, is something that I'm going to take a good hard look at because I understand now the value of a large prospect list. Never understood that before. I always thought I wanted a large buyer's list. I see now the value of a large prospect list.
Wow.
So,
thanks.
You bet. One of the things that we have, I'm getting a lot of questions in here and a lot of comments, and Gayla says, he's downselling. If they purchase the 27 OTO, do they skip the $17 OTO? The arrows would indicate that.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And
Wendy said, wow, this is amazing. We'll have to listen to this again, but very interesting. Huge. I have lists, and I'm one of these who don't sell to my list. Yikes, is what she says. That's going to change her viewpoint on it. Is the downsell the same offer at a reduced price? Gayla wants to know.
Well, the downsell is no. That you know, the downsell is the same offer less something. So if the first offer was, let's just say five PDFs and a video, the downsell might just be everything but the video.
Okay.
Now you want to hear the dark ugly inside part of internet marketing?
Sure.
The download page will contain it all anyway. I'm too lazy to make two separate download pages, so whether they buy the first one or the second one, they get it all anyway. And I mean, it's just, you know, so the guy that downsold us, oh, they made a mistake, I got the video anyway.
Yeah.
And the other people get what they paid for.
So what you're saying is it's electrons. Come on. All right. Greg says, interesting that the OTO... Same thing. It's interesting that the OTO is progressively offered lower priced items rather than higher priced items that most sales funnel follow. So I think he's thinking that you're offering additional low price. But if they buy the higher price, they don't see the lower price. That's a difference there.
Well, they do. They'll still see that $1 offer. And I think was it Greg you said? I think he's right. And that, because again, this is warm traffic. When somebody's coming into buying a sales funnel, my coaching or webinars or anything like that, they're going to see progressively more higher offers, and that works. But on the cold traffic or warm traffic, your goal is to break even. Your goal is to break even. And remember, when you're ad swapping, even though you didn't send money, you have unsubscribes to your list that you got to replace. So there's a net loss there. You got to make some money to replace them. So that the whole point here is to make some money and to get at least a dollar out of them. And so it does work. It does work opposite of a high end sales funnel. Yes.
Okay. Greg also says, I think we need a more in depth session on solo ads and how to send out links, where to get solo ads, what to do with that kind of stuff. He says, I'm struggling with these concepts since I'm new to IM. So again, solo ads work pretty well in the internet marketing space, but a lot of people are saying that they work incredibly well in the specific niche space because they're not doing that all that much in the specific niche space. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, if you can find a seller. I'm sorry?
Yeah, finding a seller, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, the more niche specific you get, the harder it's going to be to find a seller. You know, there's a book of e-zines you can find, very niche specific solo ad sellers, and the Warrior Forum. Again, the broader the niche, the easier it's going to be to find the traffic.
Okay.
Again, I can go into solo ads, you know, or any of these topics in much as in depth as you'd like.
Well, if you've got the time and want to tackle solo ads, we'd love a lesson in solo ads right now.
Sure, absolutely.
All right.
Where do you want to begin?
So, start with explaining what a solo ad is. Let's just start from the beginning with it.
A solo ad is, sure. The definition of a solo ad as it is today is someone mailing a certain number of unique clicks or unique visitors to your offer. Most people will not allow you to buy their traffic to send it to a paid offer. They want it to a free offer where then after they opt in, you want with them. And because of the click maximizer, which almost every solo ad seller uses now, you're going to get what you paid for. In other words, if you buy 1,000 clicks, you're going to get 1,035 or 1,000, whatever that number may be. Inside the click maximizer, for example, as you can both on incoming and outgoing traffic, choose which countries you want coming in or going out. And when buying regular traffic from most solo ad vendors, you should be at about 70% top six countries. And the top six countries are the United States and Canada, New Zealand and Australia, England and Ireland. So about 70% of your the traffic from a good list should come from those countries. When buying SoloEdge, you can request, for example, I'm going to plug my own SoloEdge business here for a minute. I have a website called soloedgeforsale.com. It's SoloEdge, then number 4, or F-O-R, doesn't matter, sale.com. And if you go there, there's many, many, many different types of clicks that you can buy. And depending on the SoloEdge seller's level of expertise, you'll be able to get various levels of clicks. For example, I sell the PS click, meaning that the PS link in my email I'll sell, and it's not as valuable because it takes a longer time to come in. And I sell clicks from inside the funnel. And I sell all US clicks or all top 6 clicks. And everything has a different price to it. So you can go out, and it's like a smorgasbord, and you can order what you want. And if you're dealing with reputable solo sellers, you'll get what you've asked for. And of course, if you want the good seats in the restaurant and the caviar, you pay for it.
Okay, so
know that, again, I went over, sure.
You were saying that there's the PS clicks and different country clicks, and what else kind of clicks would you be asking for?
I do what I call a click maximizer click, and that is basically someone buys 400 clicks from me a month. I put them in the maximizer and set it and forget it, and they get billed every month, and so I do a little discounted price for that, where I have it, they get 400 clicks every month to their offer, and I get, you know, whatever that $135 is or whatever that money is.
So that's like a retainer.
Discounted. It's a, you know, every month they have a reoccurring subscription at PayPal, mm-hmm. and if they drop it, they drop it, but, you know, I have a lot of ongoing customers with that, mm-hmm. and then I also do what's referred to as funnel clicks, and that is on those thank you pages and download pages I told you about before where I said put your offers and monetize them. Mm-hmm. You can put somebody else's offer there and charge them. Mm-hmm. So you guys can put on your thank you pages and download pages someone else's banner, put the link in the maximizer, then put their link so it goes to their link. The maximizer will track it and say exactly how many clicks went to that thing and charge people a nice amount of money, 50 cents a click. Or you can buy those. And that's probably the highest quality traffic you can get, is the traffic from inside somebody's funnel. They've already opted in. They're there. The other marketer is recommending your service. It's really good quality traffic. It takes a little bit longer to deliver because it's not being sent by an email, mm-hmm. like the PS clicks, but it's very, very valuable. And some solo sellers have no idea what that is. They're just, you know, a lot of people just think they're going to be solo business and they have no idea. Again, I really... If you buy from me, you don't buy from me. That's not what I'm telling you this, but if you go to my website, you'll see all the different types of things that most solo ad sellers should have for you. And if they don't, educate them and say, hey, what about this? What about that? And I'll tell you another little trick is the way I get my clients is I tell them, listen, if you buy 1,000 clicks, I'll review your funnel for free, which I charge, you know, a good amount of money to do that. So I would ask some of the solo ad sellers just for free. I'd say, hey, will you review my funnel for me? Just get somebody else's perspective. They may not be as good as you, so don't take their, you know, don't take their advice to heart too much. If they're really experienced and really good, and you see that by their testimonials, and that you recognize, I mean, my testimonials are from Onyx and Gala, and Michael Say, I mean, okay, the guy's got those kind of testimonials or something like that, you don't want to take their advice. Mm-hmm. So the other thing I do is I sell my exit pop traffic. For example, if you buy 1,000 clicks from me, David, I'll say to you, Dave, tell you what, anyone who exits from your offer, I'll give you a nickel. So now you bought traffic from me for 55 cents or 50 cents or 35 cents, but anyone who exit pops, I'll buy the exit pop traffic. So I teach my students when they go to buy solo ads, go to the person and say, I'm going to buy from you, but will you buy my exit pop? Well, if you have so much confidence in your list, you should have no problem crediting me back a nickel for everyone that leaves. And it's just, in other words, I don't miss a click, man. And so if you do that, you negotiate a good price, you negotiate it right, and you tell them, hey, give me a free funnel review and pay me for people that don't hit the page, you can get solo ad traffic for zero, especially with the funnel I gave you, how that funnel is set up, negotiating where they buy your exit pop back. You can get, you'll start to see once you tweak it and test it just a little bit, you'll be buying solo ads all the time because you're not paying a dime for it.
Okay, so now you got to go through that a little slower for us, because I'm not sure I followed who's paying who for the exit pop there.
Well, let me use myself as the seller.
Okay.
And you as the buyer.
Okay.
So you're coming, Dave. You're coming, and you're going to buy 1,000 clicks from me, and you're going to say to me, John, I'm going to pay you. Let's say mine's 50 cents. You're going to say, John, I'm going to pay you $500 for 1,000 unique visitors. Thank you. And John, what I would like to do is the exit pop from my offer. Can you send that exit pop anywhere you want, John? But pay me a nickel for every person that exit pops. Credit me back a nickel. And I say, sure. In fact, I, as a sole seller, suggest that to you to keep your business. So now, assuming that 50% of the people leave, that means that 500 people will have left, and you get $25.
Okay.
You get $50. Something back towards that 500, and I take that exit pop traffic, and I sell it for 10 cents. So I don't care.
Okay.
It's just a creative way to make a little bit more money. Or you don't have to do that. You could take that exit pop and send it to wherever you want. Send it to a paid offer. Take that gamble.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you've got a partnership here with your seller so that he can still make money, but you get credit on that exit pop.
I make. Well, if they leave, he doesn't make it. He gets right. He gets a credit.
Yeah.
If they go through his funnel, it's all his.
Yeah.
But I believe in, you know, getting a relationship. Once you find a solo ad seller, if they have a big enough list, you don't need to go anywhere else. That's why I get relationships with all my solo buyers. I say, hey, my list is big enough. Offer's never going to get tired. My list never get tired of your offer. And I have so many people join. But you work with them. And so you get a solo ad seller you can work with, and you can say all these different things, like review the funnel and pay you for the exit pop traffic, all those different things. Stick with it.
Okay. Okay, so I think I've got that. Now, I want to make sure that one thing before we go ahead. You said the 6 countries, and I only captured 5, I think. U.S., Canada, England, Australia, New Zealand, and?
I'm sorry, U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, Ireland.
Ireland. Okay, great. So you're saying 70% of your opt-ins are going to come from those 6 countries anyway?
If they don't, then you have you had a bad list, and the guy was in that's awful, awful, awful list.
Okay, good, good. All right, so now we're talking about the solo ads again, and you would approach buyers. How do you find sellers? How do you find sellers?
Well, on that link that I gave you earlier for my list report, and my 350K in 14 months, you'll see links to about 10 Skype rooms that I own, and you can click on the link, and it'll either join you to the room or put you on a waiting list automatically for the room. There's a limit of 300 people. And in those rooms, people are talking about solo ads, they're selling them, and so on. You can also get them in the Warrior Forum. You'll see people that have offers in the Warrior Forum, you know, for the solo ads, and there's a lot of social proof there. And there are many, many, many Facebook groups where people all day long, it's ad nauseum, post that they have clicks for sale. My students never do. These guys sound very, very desperate. But if you'll type in, when you go to on Facebook, if you type in John Cornetta solo ads, I believe, mine will come up, and you'll get added right away. You request to join the group, and myself or one of my guys will add you right away. And all you have to do is be a fly on the wall. And just watch what's going on, and you'll see people posting all day long about solos. And if they're not reputable, I get them out of there. If I hear bad things about them, I get them out. So you're kind of safe. It's not 100%, but for the most part, there's a lot of social proof that goes on. And I might even be able to pull up a link for you to that room.
Yeah,
those are my best.
I was just going to say, speaking of links, the one that you gave us earlier is not working, I'm told. It is. It gets a 404 error. That's the Skype testimonial index link.
Okay, hold on. Let me check that one. 1 second.
And
it's very possible. Let me see. I sure hope not, but let's see. Okay. this is the link for the Facebook group. That they click that, they can just request to join that Facebook group.
Okay.
And I'm going to go look at the other one while.
Okay, and I'm going to create a quick redirect on that so that we get that in here.
I'm looking at the page, so it may be the redirect you did.
Well, actually, I went straight to the page that you, the link that you gave us, too, and I got the same thing, the 404. And that's the person.
CornetaCoaching.com/Skype/testimonial/index.html.
Yeah. Let me try it again. Maybe
I'm looking
maybe
at
it was a glitch.
That link there.
Yep, came right up. So it was a glitch earlier. That's all. That should be working now for everybody. So that Facebook is JC. Let's see. CORNAFB. And just 1 second. Okay. And here's that link to the Facebook group. People can go there and get in the group. That's nams.ws/Cornetta Facebook. Okay. Putting that in the chat and in the question box. Okay. All right, so now, so that's how they find the sellers, and they can find reputable sellers. And to find a reputable seller, you're saying that they need to watch for testimonials?
No, they'll usually post their website address. I'd go to their website, and I would look, search for testimonials. I would do that little Google trick I told you with the testimonial pictures, drop them into Google. I would ask them to get on their list. I want to join your list. How did you create your list? How big is your list? You know, those things, because a lot of those answers, there's no right or wrong answer, but it's going to give you a little insight into who you're dealing with. And no one should ever say, oh, you're asking too many questions. I mean, that run if that happens. They should be trying to earn your business. And if you're, again, use your credit card as the funding source in PayPal the first time you buy from someone. So that if you're not happy or they don't deliver, you can just with your credit card, just say, hey, you know, I didn't get delivered, and your credit card will back you. After that, you know, just go to the regular PayPal source. But for the most part, charlatans are really rooted from this business very, very quickly. But if you buy a lot of solo ads, you're bound to get burned. So it just comes with the territory. If you bought, let's say, 100 a month, or 30 a month, you're going to get something that's not right. You know, something that just wasn't right. But that's just part of the business.
So how do you know if you're getting the clicks that somebody says? If somebody's selling you 100 clicks, how do you know that you got 100 clicks?
So you give them, you create a link inside the Click Maximizer. Mm-hmm. You give them that link, and the Click Maximizer tells you exactly how many unique clicks and how many raw clicks they sent you. Give you the stats. That's how I do
it. Okay.
You know, and there's lots of other ways. I mean, you can install AdTrax Gold. There's other tracking companies, but I just keep it all inside the Maximizer. I have an incoming group, an outgoing group, and it'll show the raw and unique clicks. Now, a raw click is that one person from one computer clicked it more than once. So the raws are always going to be more than the unique. The unique is the number that you want that you pay for, your unique visitors.
Okay. Okay. All right. What else do we need to know about solo ads? And be sure and type in the question box if you have questions about this solo ad process so that we can make sure we get everything answered for you. John's being incredibly open here about how this works and how to make it work for you. So make sure that we get your questions answered correctly here. And I saw a couple of folks who said they wanted to have as much information about solo ads as possible. So drop in your questions. Let's see, John. I wanted to, you mentioned Facebook not Facebook, but Book of E-Zines, and I think there's a directory of E-Zines as well. Are those valuable for
you? Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Okay. Do you think those are valuable for finding sources for solo ads?
I think if you get very niche specific and you go outside of the general biz op, personal development, then you're going to need that. It's very, very difficult. And there, you're going to have a little bit different game than just buying clicks. There, most of the time, you're going to send out to someone who has a newsletter or subscription, and you're going to pay for the mailing. Maybe it's $300, they'll mail their whole list. A little bit different than as it is today with the BizOp pay-per-click solo ad. It's kind of more the old-school way. But in order to find someone who has a, I love bulldogs or, something about motorcycles. If you want to get that type of list, you're going to need that, the director of e-zines or, or really scour the internet.
Okay. And those, that's really a lot of investigation and sending off inquiries, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And they can,
and a lot of times in the director of e-zines, they'll have a price right there.
Right.
I make no claim that I'm the expert on that.
Okay.
I know enough about it, but I'm the expert.
Okay.
I could be.
So if we wanted to create an action plan for people to go off and start building their list today, you've given us a lot of information. What would be the first thing that we want to do for people to help them start building this massive prospect list that you've been talking about? What's the action plan?
Step one, imperative, build a funnel and make it. Don't get stuck on it. Don't have paralysis of analysis. But if you don't have that funnel in place, doesn't matter where you get the traffic from or where you swap or anything else, it's not going to work.
Right.
For me, it's use the click maximizer to track everything and monetize, make sure that every inch of that funnel is monetized and you can track everything. And so that you have your affiliate offers plugged into the download pages and stuff. That funnel is just, you got it right. Shouldn't take you more than, at most, somebody who works an hour online a day should be a week. They have that really, really, down pat.
Okay.
Hiring somebody, whatever you wanted to do.
Okay.
That's first. Second thing is, once I have that, if I had a list already, I would do ad swaps. And you can find ad swaps also on Facebook, also in my Skype rooms. And there's a site, a membership site, called Safe Swaps that you can join. And people will swap with you. If you don't have a list or you don't feel like swapping, you can buy solo ads and test small. Buy from 4 or 5 different people, a couple hundred clicks here and there, and you will see if you build that funnel right, you're going to get that traffic for very close to nothing. If by the first or second time you mail them, it should be nothing. And when you get to nothing, a subscriber costing you nothing, how many more subscribers would you want?
Right, about a gazillion.
You're right. So at that point, you just start buying up traffic left and right. So really the whole key is that funnel. And then when you've got traffic coming in and you're sitting back and you've automated it or whatever, your next goal should be is to build another funnel and then build another funnel. And they can be, they follow the same principle, but just slightly different. Slightly different one-time offers, slightly different squeeze page, so that if you're buying from the same buyer again, you can put up a different squeeze page. Maybe one is more seasonal. One starts working better. You don't even know why. I've never guessed right, Dave, never, ever, on what sales page, or what funnel, or anything is going to be. I test it, and I go, wow, really, that one? Okay. So, I stopped trying to do it. I stopped trying to guess, and I just said, I'm going to put these up, and we'll send traffic to it and see what happens.
That's always the case in any kind of business. I had a stock photography agency in another business lifetime ago, and I started out this whole agency thinking I'm going to have these kind of pictures because these are the kind of pictures that people are going to want. And in fact, those were not the ones they wanted. What they wanted was something else, and they were uglier pictures. And I realized that I had to give them what they wanted, not what I thought they were going to want. So I never knew.
Exactly.
Okay.
And at least you're smart enough to adapt and say, hey, See, you put your pride and your ego aside and said, okay, I'm going to give them what they want.
That's it.
Right?
That's it. Okay, so build another funnel. And so it's a rinse and repeat after that is what you're saying.
It is, and there's a lot more. I mean, it would be overwhelming to give you all the other sources of traffic. I certainly would go on a little bit more if you want. I can get into it if you want, but I don't want people to get too confused on all the things I could touch on. Solo ad swap. I'm a big believer in viral websites. I like them. And traffic exchanges. People don't. They say traffic exchange and viral sites is crap traffic. I don't believe that. I'll touch on that a little bit if you want.
So those are
really a good source.
Yeah, do, because I have heard nobody talking about traffic exchanges anymore, to tell the truth, and viral sites. So I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Yeah, they just don't know how to use them. You know, they just don't know how to use them. And you know, the thing to do is people will get on viral sites and traffic exchanges, and a viral site, and I can plug it in on my own once, but there's some that are based on Michelson's Butterfly Script, and then there's actually traffic exchanges where you click on stuff, and if you click on it, they give you credits to mail back out to the list.
Right.
Well, the thing is that people do that they make a mistake is they say, buy my water filtration system. Join my network marketing company. But no one is going – you can't sell that way. You might as well run down the street and hold up a sign saying work for food. Mm-hmm. That's basically what you've done. And so the thing to do is – and with social media marketing, too, I built my list a lot through Twitter and through Facebook and whatnot, is I don't sell. I never sell on social media. I never sell on viral sites. I give away. Give away. I got a great report that's going to show you how you can do better in your business. I have a great report on blah, 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 whatever it may be. My selling time is after I get them in. And so when you use the viral sites and traffic exchanges as a simple way to just keep throwing out your message to my link to my site, my link to my site, my link to my site, that traffic, when people opt in, they now become a qualified, beautiful person on your subscriber list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've even used that traffic reverse to sell, and that's a whole other course on how you would sell that traffic and make it qualified and everything else. But it's listen, I would get 40 to 50 new subscribers a day just from spending an hour, half hour in the traffic exchanges and viral sites. I would send out 2 tweets a day, 1 Facebook post, and it was just about, I got a great free offer, here it is, check it out if you want. Big mistake people make is, you know, how can you sell on a tweet? Unless you're Procter & Gamble, unless you're Johnson & Johnson, you're somebody that already has, you know, ingrained in their mind that you're a sale for them. No one's going to buy it anyway, and everyone makes a mistake. They go, I don't know, I've been tweeting all day, and no one bought. Well, you know, don't have a buy. Give them something. Give them some value. Say, here, I want to give you this free. And then when they get it, now you have a chance to sell them.
So when you do that on social media, do you send them to a squeeze page or do you send them straight to a download?
No, squeeze page.
Okay. You do everything with a squeeze page.
I know. You bet.
Okay, good.
You got to get on my list.
Okay. And your squeeze pages are, again, pretty generic even for this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just want them in that funnel that I created for you.
Yep.
You know, I'm doing a product launch. I'm doing a product launch or something, David. You know, my funnel is completely different. It's a typical sales funnel.
Sure.
You know, I launched a product last year called Street Smart Profits. I mean, it was just, you know, 197 upsells and whatnot. So, but anything else, I want them in that front door. And when they come in the front door, I can then... I find out who they are really quickly. They buy, they don't buy, they unsubscribe, they take a survey, whatever. I got them.
Okay.
So the thing, another good analogy for you is, you know, you live in a fishing village, and how many lines do you want to cast in the water? And some people are just stuck on, they got that one fishing pole, I'm going to throw it in the water, and that's it, and if the fish don't bite, I'm not going to eat. You know, and I got fishing lines out everywhere. And it doesn't matter the traffic source. The traffic source doesn't matter. It matters once they get in your list, they're yours. So would I pay the same amount for clicks from the traffic exchange that I paid for SoWed? No. But it doesn't matter I can work. In the beginning, I didn't want to spend a lot of money, so I was posting ads on Craigslist. My ad on Craigslist wasn't to sell. It was, here's my free report. I was posting classifieds, doing viral sites. The effort versus subscribers was a little bit more, but it was free. Now, in all honesty, I don't do that today. I don't really. I'd rather enjoy the time with my son, and when I hang up this phone, I'm going to get in my car and drive to Key West. So I don't do it as much. I have a VA that does some of it, but boy, oh boy, if I was starting out building my list, I did 18 hours a day. Uh-huh. I did 18 hours a day for a long time building that list. So I would certainly chunk that up and attack it.
And
because the benefits are...
No, go ahead.
The benefits are you can go to Key West. You can go to Key West later today.
On a Thursday afternoon, whenever you want. So that's excellent. Right. So, and we want to come back to the list as your asset. That's always the thing that we're looking at, right? Is the list as your asset, and that's what and by monetizing that list, monetizing your funnels, and getting people moving through that stuff is the way you're being able to do everything that you do.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have a lot of information now on the, and I think we should talk about just for a second traffic exchanges, and just give people an example of what a traffic exchange is. They may not be aware of that.
The traffic exchange is a place where you can you may pay, it may be free, and what they'll do is in the traffic exchange is, for every ad that you click on, they will give you a credit to display your ad to people. That's one way they work. Another way that traffic exchanges work or viral sites work is people join that list and you're able to email all of them. Now, I have a site, for example, 20,000 members in it, and you can email all of them up to, let's say, twice a week depending on your level, but you're not going to get the results of mailing 20,000 people on your email list from AWeber, GetResponse, etc. My contact. And the reason is people they tune it out, they've seen it, but if it doesn't cost you much or anything at all and you can just automate it and send it out, your goal is to get them off of that traffic exchange list and onto your real list. That's your only goal. When you make that the goal, then you can start to profit from traffic exchange and free traffic sources and everything else. So you can Google traffic exchanges, Google viral sites. Can I plug my other site?
Sure.
Here? It's not a okay. I have a viral site called Viral List Generator, you sign up there, or you can go sign up, Dave, and then I think there's an affiliate program there.
Okay.
You know what? I should have done something else too. I'm not going to do it until we hang up. I'm going to get the. I should have done one more thing for you. I'm going to see if I can do this real quick.
Is that the link, virallistgenerator.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see if that is it. Let me see. I got something else I'm going to give you afterwards. I have a site. Let me see here, Raider. I have a site that is, Wireless Generator. It's all up. I have a site that's all about traffic. It's a membership site. I'm going to give you I'm going to make sure that I give it to you first, because there is an affiliate program to it, and it should be. And it's very good. Everyone can sell it themselves. But it's a site that talks all about traffic, sources of traffic, where to find traffic exchanges, is also where you can find solo. I should have thought of this before. Where you can find solo ad sellers. You can buy solo ads for a discount. There's videos on traffic and videos on AWeber and whatnot. And it's about a $29 a month site that's just pennies for what you get back there. There's also a bunch of products. All the OTOs and whatnot that I talked about today, you can go there. I give them away every month. I give away hundreds and hundreds of products and stuff. I'll get that link to you, Dave, and you can give it back to
me. Okay,
great. Students,
okay? Thank you.
It's really a good, really good site. That's not Viral List Generator, another site. Viral List Generator is one of those viral sites. I actually have an actual site just dedicated to traffic.
Okay. So now I wanted to talk about testing. And I assume that you test your funnels. You mentioned that earlier. You test your entire list getting, list generation process, and are you using your Click Maximizer to do all your testing, or are there other ways that you test?
I do test with another piece of software that I do test. I use a program called AdTrax Gold, and it's a little complicated, and it's about $70 program, I think,
But what that does, that the current click maximizer doesn't do, the new click maximizer coming out in a couple of months will, but is it has a one pixel, and I know, I'm sure you know what that is,
yep.
For those of you that don't, a one pixel is simply one pixel, like it says, and it's so small and clear that the human eye can't detect it, and you would then put that on your first one-time offer page, or the first page that people, after they opted into your list, and then you can check conversions of pages and conversions of traffic. Now, let me give you a really good website, and this is there's no affiliate program for this website or anything like that, so it's just, and it's not mine. Mike Vilsame turned me on to this one night, and I use it all the time. This is an awesome site, and it's called Visual Website Optimizer.
Yep.
And you use that?
I started using that, and I have not really dug into it a lot.
It's really awesome. It's easy to use. My son's out there. It's really easy to use. What you do is you put your squeeze page up, or you put your funnel up, anything you want to do, and then you're done. You go inside Visual Website Optimizer, and it creates different variations for you with the click of a button. And you don't have to upload anything else. You just say, I don't want that photo. I want that text to be red. I want this to be blue. And then it will split test it for you. Then it will split test it for you. Daddy's working.
And this is the benefit of working at home, right?
Yeah. This is the benefit of working at home. This is my 3-year-old sits here. Say hi, John.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
So the Visual Website Optimizer split tests everything for you. You can do things like this. You can say, you're going to send 50% of the traffic to this offer and this offer. And when you think you're going to declare a winner, and they'll tell you when they declare a winner, then I want you to send 80% to the winner, but continue to split test 20% of the traffic. And all you do, this is done by selection of buttons, and it takes all the magic and all the mystery out. And they give you the first 10,000 visitors or clicks. You don't pay anything. It's free. Mm-hmm. So you can go in there, and if the first 10,000, you can't tell them you won't like it or not, then, you know, I would use that. I use that. I use that in conjunction with my maximizer. But for the actual split testing of pages and split testing of offers, Visual Website Optimizer, easiest. Done, set it and forget it.
Okay. So when you are running your links and everything through these other applications, products, are you using Click Maximizer as your link generator?
Yes, okay. Always.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Any other testing information that you have for us? You said earlier that test is incredibly important, and I assume that you don't throw money at stuff until you test it thoroughly.
Yeah, no. And a Visual Website Optimizer, Click Maximizer, and then AdTracks I use, you know, once in a while. I use AdTracks. It's a little bit more complicated than the Visual Website Optimizer, but that's all you really need.
Okay, and. Let's see. I want to make sure that. Do you have any? I know we're coming up on the end of our session here, but I want, before we get too far along here, how are you doing your Facebook list building with? And I know this is a huge question for about a 10-minute, 5-minute answer. Are you using the Facebook tools and anything other than the Facebook tools to test and track your list building efforts at Facebook and other social media?
Yeah, I don't use Facebook's pixel or anything like that, because I test it. It doesn't really track very
okay.
well. I use Visual Website Optimizer. I use Visual Website Optimizer, AdTracks, Gold Click Maximizer, and I treat it like anything else. I run a lot of Facebook ads. I mean a lot. You know, I spend probably $1,000 a day on Facebook.
Okay.
On ad buys. And yeah, that's not huge for some people, but for me, it's a lot of money.
Sure.
I'm spending $30,000 a month with them. And a lot of that is to paid offers, directly to paid offers. I sell a lot of, you know, cost per action things and make money on the side. But when it comes to list building, it's real simple. I pay to have a free offer put up. That free offer goes the same funnel as I showed you before, you know, the same exact funnel. And what I do is I know that the link that I provide, Facebook, is the link is the link that the link that I provide Facebook is the link that I've created the Maximizer, so I know exactly where it's coming from. I can put that through Visual Website Optimizer if I want to split test two different things, and I'm good to go.
Okay. You know, John,
my goal on Facebook is always to get a subscriber for less than a dollar, because that's about what I can get them for on a solo ad, and I've done that many, many times. So I would test with like $5, $10. Another little Facebook trick too is whatever ad you're running and it's working, don't increase the budget. If you increase the budget, Facebook will eat that budget up and your cost per action and everything else will go down, 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 down. Huh. Simply duplicate it five times. If you want an increase from $20 to $100, don't. Run four more campaigns at $20. Exact same campaign, same $20, and you'll keep your cost very, very low that way.
Okay. John, you've been incredibly generous with your time today, and you have just loaded us with a great amount of information. You've given us a checklist that we can actually start building this thing out this afternoon for our students, and I can't tell you how much I really appreciate you being here. This has been outstanding. I'm really glad I met you on the cruise, too, and glad we've made this connection. So, by the way, people need to know that you're coming to the NAMS workshop in August, and we're going to. You've said that you would teach the funnels, as well as the advanced list building stuff personally there at the NAMS workshop in August, and I'm really looking forward to that too. So I think you're going to be a huge addition to us there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I really am looking forward to it.
Yeah, and John, is there anything else that you want to say before we run out of here? I want to make sure people go to the Click Maximizer again and take a look at that, because I'm going to be downloading that puppy today and starting to use that for all of my stuff. I love the idea of being able to track and test with that easily for all of my conversion aspects. What else do you want to tell people before you drop off and head off to Key West?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, this is what I do. First of all, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day and listening to what I have to say. I'm honored by that. And I'm going to tell you the biggest secret to success right now, online, offline, or anywhere. Okay?
I'm ready.
It's find something that works, put your head down and do it. And don't get distracted. Don't listen to the naysayers. Just do it. And do it every single day. And it's not about, and people that are really, really, really successful or list builders or anything aren't very much different than you. They simply just said, I'm not going to accept no for an answer. I'm going to keep on pushing, pushing, pushing. So my biggest piece of advice for you is simply go out there and do it and just allocate X amount of time. I'm going to do this every single day and you'll be successful.
Great parting advice. I really appreciate it. John, thank you very much for being here. We'll let you get back to your son and get to the Key West. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you, guys.
You bet.
Bye,
bye-bye.
David. Bye-bye.
So, folks, we have had a really information-packed session this morning. And Greg, I don't know, we'll have to ask him that question about the Click Maximizer. Sorry, we missed him on that one, and I can shoot him an email on that and find out and get back to you with it. So we have a lot to do this afternoon when we come back. What we're going to do when we come back today is go into our execution phase. We're going to take the action plan that he put together for us. We're going to look at building the funnel to make sure we have funnels created just like he showed us. We're going to do a better job of creating a diagram with a step-by-step. We're going to take his diagram. We're going to modify it for ourselves to make sure that we understand what we have. We're going to build a funnel. We're going to get those funnels ready to send out through solo ads and other methods of driving traffic. And then this is going to become our challenge for next month. We did a 30-day list building challenge last summer. It was incredibly successful. We did a a really good launch into all aspects of list building. The next month, we are going to, in the Insiders Group, we're going to focus on this aspect of list building, creating that huge prospect list. That's going to be the key for all of us. So that's what we're going to try to do, and we're going to do that in a way that it monetizes itself and it pays for your investment in your list. So is that an exciting thing for you to do this afternoon? I hope you'll come back. I hope you've registered for this this afternoon and come back and do this live. I'm pretty excited to get into this. If you guys are with me, put in the question box here, yes, that you're excited to come back and get cranking on your own funnel. In fact, if you get a funnel started based on what you saw today, and I'm going to put that link in here for that image so that you can actually, I think I did that already, but I'll put it in the chat box. You can start with this funnel and you can start creating your own funnels, and we'll take a look at some of those this afternoon too. So who thinks they can have a funnel created this afternoon, maybe just on paper or even in a PowerPoint? It doesn't have to be an actual HTML funnel, but a PowerPoint funnel where you have some kind of a list of what your funnel would be that we could take a look at. If you do, shoot me a note in the Insiders Group in Facebook, and we will take a look at whatever document you create and analyze that funnel. It will be a great way for us to get started with that. So I'm counting on you to jump in there. You've got a couple hours. It's 10 minutes to noon, and we are going to be back here at 2 o'clock. That link to get registered for this afternoon is nams.ws/MNIC2. Okay. Thanks, guys. I'll see you then.